See if any of these questions sound familiar. What are your plans for Easter? What time do we need to leave for the church service? Do the kids have spring clothes that still fit them? Should we have lamb or ham? Did you make the reservation? Are your parents coming with us? I bet I hit at least one question you either asked or were asked in anticipation of today. These were problems to be solved, not big problems, but simply put, they were questions which needed answers in order to live into the day. Where will we go for Easter worship? St. Stephen's. We all have the same answer, and here we are together. We have these kind of questions all the time. Life is made up of them. What's a to-do list, but a list of problems to resolve? If you're a senior in high school, the question is, what are your plans after graduation? And you're probably sick of that question. It's a familiar problem, because there's a day which comes after graduation, and then a day which comes after that one. French philosopher Gabriel Marcel says that most of life is problematic, meaning it's a bunch of challenges that need to be addressed, which have a specific answer. You get information and apply that information to the problem, and the problem is resolved. Then you move on to the next one. There's nothing wrong with this, it isn't bad. Almost all of life is this way because someone has to do the dishes and someone has to fix the car. Marcel's point is simply that we are habituated to approaching whatever happens in life with that mindset. So what do we do when we come to remembering Jesus' death on the cross and his resurrection? We often approach it with a problematic mindset. Why did Jesus die? What was his death for? To satisfy a vengeful God? To symbolically meet the Jewish temple standards of penitential sacrifice of a lamb or a goat or turtle doves? Was it to get us into heaven? These answers indicate that there is a problem to be solved. And if there is one thing that I know about humans, we do not want to be a problem that has to be fixed. Right? Don't be fixing me. If I need fixing, I can fix myself. Well, I, along with Gabriel Marcel and others, invite you to consider Jesus' death and resurrection as a mystery. What happens if we consider that Jesus' death and resurrection is something which will forever defy making sense? The resurrection of Jesus just doesn't have a categorical answer. God is not defined by categories. This is how I believe we humans are called to relate to the miracle of the resurrection, because I believe the living God relates to us as a mystery, each of us. God does not see us as a problem to be solved, but as a mystery of God's infinite love, each of us a unique incarnation and reflection of God's love in the world. We read in John's Gospel, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish, but will have everlasting life. Indeed, God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the whole world might be saved through him. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn us, to judge us and fix us, but that we all might be saved, brought into the fullness of ourselves in God, who created us through him. This love, which is known to us in Jesus, God's Son, changes us. We start to see ourselves not as problems, but as the sacred beings that we are. We start to see others not as problems, but as incarnations of the divine. Through Jesus, we learn to love one another as God loves us, because we are each a bearer of the divine love. So I have a homework assignment for you. No one's going to see you do this because it doesn't make a sound. But sometime today, I want you to look at someone that you're with and consider that God made them. To look upon them and think, God made you. And then for yourself tonight when you brush your teeth, I want you to take a moment in the mirror and remember, God made me. The heart that is beating, the lungs that are working, delivering oxygen so that your body fully functions in the world, which will take you through this whole day, you did not do. God has made you. We are a mystery, created from the mystery of the living God. I have yet another illustration for this. Have you ever been with someone you know really well? Perhaps a best friend, spouse, child, parent, and they've said something that totally surprised you. And you think, even with all that I know about you, you're still a mystery to me. So let us remember this truth. We need to remember this truth in this broken and hurting world where people are estranged from each other, in part because they see the other as a stranger. We forget that God is present in the other person because we forget that God is present in us. In Christian community, here in the church, week in and week out, we keep practicing how to love as God's love in the world. Jesus showed us how to live in the mystery of God through his very life. Like him, our years on this earth are few. And like him, our life does not begin and end with the dates on the calendar. Even as we know one another here on earth, and God knows us here on earth, God also knows us in eternity. We remember that this life is but a few years held within the eternality of God. On Easter, we remember that death has no dominion over God. The resurrection reminds us that death has no dominion over us. Hallelujah! May we live as people who are raised to new life. Hallelujah. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.